We're doing brachot, and we're up to Chaf Amud Bet. We had quoted in the Mishnah that women are chayav in tefilah mezuzah berkat hamazon. And then the Gemara quoted from Rabbi the Bar Ahava that women are chayav in kiddush devar Torah. The Gemara asked, "Ay, it's a mitzvah to say she has man gramahu." Abaye said, "It's drabanan." Rava asked him, but then why does it say the word Dvar Torah? And if Rabbanon had an interest in obligating women in mitzvah sasei man graman, so why didn't they do it in every mitzvah sasei man graman? Ela Amar Rava. But Rava says a different pshat in the words of Rav Ida Bar Ahava. Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us Zachor v'shamor, when the Aseret HaDibrot are redacted in Devarim, so we have a change. Suddenly, instead of Zachor Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho, it says in Vayeschanan Shamor et Yom HaShabbat. So it says Zachor about the day of Shabbos and Shamor, and they're both representing what's written in the Aseret HaDibrot. So that change from Zachor to Shamor teaches us Kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zchira. All who are encompassed with the prohibition of Shamor et Yom HaShabbat, well, that includes women as well. We're all included in the prohibitions. So whoever is encompassed in the prohibition, Yeshno Bizchira, is also encompassed in the proactive commandment of remembering the day of Shabbos, of making Kiddush. V'hanei nashes of these women, ho'il v'itniu b'shmira, being that they are obligated in the shomar, in the prohibitive aspect of Shabbos, itniu b'shchira, they're chayav also in the zchira, which is kiddush. Okay? That's a famous drasha. So the drasha is quoted here by Rava, and it's here to explain Rabbi de Bar Ahava's position that women are chayav in kiddush midoraisa. So there's a lot to discuss here, but let's continue. Amar Ravina leRava, nashim beberkat hamazon. Deoraita or derabanan? Is the women's obligation to bench biblical or not? Again, the drashi here, why wouldn't they be chayav in Birkas HaMazon? So Rashi tells us, because it says, V'achalta v'savata v'rachta et Hashem Elokecha na'aretz ha'tova asher natan lach. The Torah says, you will bless Hashem over the good earth He's given you. And women were not included in the division of the land of Israel. It all went based on their fathers or their husbands. So, although a woman can own land, but the division was not done according to the count of women, but rather according to the count of men. So, that's why they might not be encompassed in the obligation of benching. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos says, if that's the logic, then what are you going to say about Kohanim and Levim? Then you should have the same question. Are they chayv in benching? Because they also didn't get... They weren't a part of the division of the land of Israel. So Tosus gives another explanation. He says, being that we say in benching, al britcha shechatanta v'bsarenu v'al toratcha shelimadtanu. Benching mentions the bris, the circumcision, and the mitzvah of learning Torah, and they're not included in that. And being that that's a pivotal part of benching, so that's why the question is, are they chayv in benching altogether biblically? Right, Tosus is very difficult, because we could also answer that Kohanim and Levim, nonetheless, they did have their cities. They didn't have the regular divide of the, they didn't get a regular share in the land of Israel, but there were the cities that were granted to the Kohanim and Levim. A woman could own property, so that's a question on Rashi. Even though the land wasn't given, so you could say al haaretz hatova asher natan lach, that the stress is that Hashem gave you. You give and make a blessing, but we all know that the obligation to bench is biblical in chutz laaretz as well. You're not eating the produce of the food of the land that Hashem gave you. That's an excellent question. The Gemara asks that. The Gemara addresses this. It's an excellent question. We'll get there, Mitzshem. So back to the Gemara. Ravina asked Rava, are women chayv in Birkas Hamazon biblically or rabbinically? The Minaf Kamina, why does it matter if it's rabbinic or biblical? So that's a difficult question too. What do you mean, the Minaf Kamina? I need to know in the case of a suffix or something else. He gives us a different answer. Lapuke rabim yedei chovatan. To be able to be motzi the rabim. So that also needs work. Why rabim? You should say to be able to be motzi a man. If you tell me they're chayiv biblically, okay, so someone who's chayiv biblically can make benching for someone else who's chayiv biblically. But if their obligation is rabbinic, so then biblically they're not chayiv to do it. And whoever's not obligated can't fulfill the obligation for others. He can't say it on behalf of others. My. So how does this work itself out? Are women chayiv biblically or not? So here there are many points that need work. Why is it called motzi rabim yedei chovasan? Another question here is if every mitzvah derabbanon has its roots in a biblical commandment to listen to the rabbis, well then how does this gemara work? How could you say she's not obligated to do it biblically? If the Torah obligates me to listen to the rabbis, so then how could you say I'm not obligated to do it biblically? I am. I'm not obligated from the same source as he is. So you could say that's what the Gemara meant. But all this needs work. Tashma. Different aspects are addressed in different places. Not everything's addressed over here. Divrei Torah, aniyim b'makom achad, ashirim b'makom acher. The words of Torah, the nature of Torah shebaal peh, is that concepts are not always elaborated upon in the place you'd like them to be elaborated upon. The more you learn, the more you find in different places that different points are addressed. Tashma, b'emet amu ben mevrech l'aviv, ev mevrech l'avo, v'sham v'rech l'ba'ala. The rabbi said on tradition, b'emet amru often means it's halach al Moshe Mesinai, but it could also mean they had a tradition this way, that a son could bench on behalf of his father, a servant on behalf of his master, a woman on behalf of her husband. But the rabbi said, curse should be upon a person who needs his wife and children to bench for him, that he doesn't know how to bench himself. So that's the braisa. So what did we just say? That a wife can bench for her husband. If the woman's obligation in benching is biblical like her husband's, so I understand why she could bench on his behalf. But if she's only obligated rabbinically, can one who's obligated only rabbinically come and say benching on behalf of someone who's obligated biblically? So that seems to be a very good proof that she's obligated biblically. The Gemara fires back, v'litameich, and with your line of reasoning, katan bar chiyuvahu, what about the minor? It says a son, a minor, can bench for his father. Well, how can he bench for his father? A minor isn't chayav in benching midoraisa. So how can he bench on behalf of his father? But you have to say that the Brice is discussing a situation where the adult is not chayav midoraisa, kigon shachal shiurad rabbanan, where the father or the husband did not eat a tremendous volume of food that obligates him biblically to bench. The Torah says, v'achalta v'savata, when you eat and you'll be satiated, then uverachta, then you will bless Hashem. So the mitzvah of benching biblically is when you ate a shear that you're satiated. Whereas rabbinically, you're chayav once you ate a kezais or a kebetza, machlokas tanaim. But at any rate, that's not biblical. So we must say that the Braisa is talking about kigon shachal shiur ad rabbanan, a situation where he ate the volume that obligates him rabbinically, but really biblically he's not obligated yet because he's not satiated. A guy eats a kebetza of bread, now he has to say benching midrabanan. Biblically he's not yet full, so biblically he doesn't have to bench yet. Along comes his son who's only obligated midrabanan, he could bench on his behalf. Along comes his wife who is obligated, we don't know why, dorabanan or doraisa, she could say it on his behalf. That a rabbinic, one who is obligated rabbinically, can be motzi someone else who is obligated rabbinically. So again, this needs a lot of work, because the son's obligation is different than the father's obligation. The son's obligation, it would seem, is an obligation of chinuch. The father's obligation, it would seem, is a chiyuv benching drabanan. It's a totally different benching. The son has a general chiyuv of chinuch. So that's point number one. Point number two, which is addressed later in the Masechta, is the mitzvah of chinuch on the son or on the father. Meaning, does a boy, when he's a minor, have a mitzvah midrabanan to do the mitzvahs? Or do we say it's a mitzvah on the father to teach his son to do it? But the son, he has no mitzvah. Or do we say it's both of their mitzvahs? So this Gemara seems to be very clear that the son has a mitzvah drabanan to bench. And that needs work, really. Yeah, so Rashi and Tosus will discuss this later on in the Masechta. Is there the mitzvah of chinuch focused on the son or on the father? Or we might add, maybe on both. But this Gemara, on the surface, this Gemara seems to support the idea that midrabanan, a minor, is obligated himself to do the mitzvahs. So there's a mitzvah of chinuch, not only on the father, but on the son himself when he is a minor. That's what this Gemara seems to say. What do you mean? The Gemara seems to say, like you should just realize it's a chiddush. That when there are two different sources of chiyuv, they could be motzi one another. I'm saying, to be motzi someone when you don't have the same chiyuv as him, one is a chiyuv chinuch, and the other one is a whole new entity of benching, that Chazal were metakin to bench after kibetza, that's a chiddush that he could be motzi him. Because lechora, one is a chinuch, a rabbinic playoff on the mitzvah d'oraisa in general, on all mitzvahs d'oraisa, and this is an expansion of mitzvah d'oraisa of benching. So you could say they're both an expansion of mitzvah d'oraisa of benching. Fine, you could say a lot of things. We should just realize it's a point to clarify.